The Anton Savage Show.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
This is News Talk.
Now, after the indulgences of December, many of us are looking to reset, but hopefully without sacrificing flavour or breaking the bank or just making ourselves downright miserable. Joining me now is Catherine Fulvio, chef, food writer and owner of Ballynockan House and Cookery School, to share some practical ideas for those healthy and cost-effective, particularly in the depths of January, meals that will actually work for you. Catherine, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you and good morning.
So look, a lot of people I would imagine are like me, coming into January about 8 to 10 pounds heavier, off my fighting weight and trying to get back healthy. Like, it's a bit of a come down, I suppose, for Christmas. So it makes it all the more important that you have something you actually want to eat, I suppose.
It is. And enjoyment is everything. I mean, I've been that soldier where, you know, you've best intentions in January and air fried chicken and steamed broccoli last for about 2 days and then it's all gone out the window again. So it's about finding recipes that you genuinely like to cook and that you like to eat. Otherwise, it won't last. Mm-hmm. And so healthy eating is not about punishment or restriction. It's about finding the food that makes you feel good and taste good. So choose recipes that you look forward to enjoying. And that's what helps you with consistency.
And the money is the other part, I suppose. A lot of people now looking, we may have gone a bit overboard with the Christmas presents and suddenly that January payday looks a very, very long way away. Is it possible to do it on a budget as well?
It is. And, you know, there is this thought that, you know, healthy eating can be expensive. And it can be if you waste ingredients. So planning and budgeting is everything. So find the recipes that you like. Do up a good shopping list. Don't go to the shops hungry. Everybody says that. Like, it's the greatest tip, but honestly, it works. If you go hungry, you'll come back with stuff you never wanted. And really stick to your plan and know what you already have at home. Like, if you've already got all those spices and jars in the kitchen, make sure you've figured all that out before you go to the shops. And when you're putting your recipes together, kind of look at them and go, well, look, if I buy a bag of onions, the onions will do for this, this and this. Or if I buy courgettes, I can use them in the soup and I can use them here. So that there's no food waste, because that's where the money goes down the drain.
I find I have great intentions of doing this. And then sort of 2 weeks later, that bag of spinach that I bought or the bit of celery or whatever is just staring at me from the back of the fridge, never used. Have you any tips on how to make sure we don't let that veg, particularly the fresh veg, just go to waste in the back of the fridge?
And it gnaws at you, doesn't it? You know, you open the fridge and go, oh my God, there's that celery there again still. Would somebody not use it up? But food waste is a big issue. And it's for the environment, it's right to use it. For yourself, it's right to use it. For your pocket, it's right to use it. It ticks every box. So how to use them up? Well, first of all, I keep a little box in the fridge, you know, just a fridge box, a kind of a use first. So it's that one courgette, because sometimes you go to buy a courgette and they're sold in packs of three and you only wanted one. So it's put them there, put whatever you have, that half an onion, the half a lemon, all them bits, and use them first. And the other thing that I do is, if I can, I wash and prep the veg when I get home. So that might mean I might par steam the broccoli. And that way then if I'm cooking something, I just have to heat it up quickly and serve it with, so that making dinner isn't such a big ordeal if it's just myself or one or two of the kids in the house at the time. It's a quick turnaround. And then I also kind of have one flexible meal a week, like a soup or a stir fry or a tray bake. I mean, they're great meals for using up those leftovers. You can imagine, like, you're putting chicken in the oven and you're putting, you know, bits of butternut squash and sweet potato and everything all around it. It's a fantastic way to use them up. And the freezer, like, the thing is, I'm big into the freezer. I suggest it for all the things that people don't think of. You can freeze chopped onions, chopped peppers. Mm. You can freeze that spinach really well. Mushrooms I cook and freeze. They freeze brilliantly. But the thing is, you've got to use them from the freezer. And that's what you don't want is like bags and bags of stuff sitting in the freezer either gnawing at you.
Well, that's exactly my, that's the other big problem as well. I could point you to now, and there is at the minute, I can see them and they're gnawing at the back of my head. The Brussels sprouts that we didn't cook at Christmas that are probably going to be there until next Christmas. It's very, I don't know, I kind of find, and I wanted to ask you this about batch cooking as well, because I'm all aboard for the idea of batch cooking. But then I find it just sits in the freezer. And then by the time a month comes or 2 months comes, oh, do I really want to have that? It's been there a little bit of a while. Maybe I don't, you know, I go off it almost if it's been in the freezer.
Yeah, I mean, the batch cooking really is something that you have to discipline yourself for. So for me, I pick, again, recipes that I really like. And I plan, like, if say, Sean, you planned your kind of meals for the week, like just a general plan, and make sure you plan in what's in the freezer as one of those meals.
Mm.
That's the best way to use it up, rather than kind of being a bit, you know, loose about your food for the week. And that's what I do. I say, well, that's soup now. I'll have that for lunch. I know that's in the freezer. And maybe on Thursday, I'm not doing anything special. I have the curry. I'm going to have that. And then the other great thing to do is, particularly in the slightly bigger households, is to pull out all, not all, but some of the batch-cooked dishes, because a lot of them only serve one or two, and have kind of an Irish tapas on a Friday night.
Oh, that's a good idea.
A bit of lasagna, a bit of a stir-fry. I mean, it is great fun. It's kind of like from the freezer. And you feel great because you're using up all the food. You're getting space back to, in your freezer. But also, it's little taste of everything. And we go out for meals and we share dishes. And it's very common nowadays. I'll have this starter, you have that, and we put them in the middle and share. Why not do the same with your freezer food and have fun?
That's a great idea, making it that bit more fun to use up. So go on, what are some of your go-to then meals for this time of year and for in January, if people are, like we said, feeling it in the pocket or maybe feeling it on the waistline and want to feel good about what they're eating but have something tasty too?
Well, you see, that's the thing. And I mentioned to you about that steamed or that air-fried chicken and broccoli. That is just not fun. So it's all about hearty meals at this time of the year. Lots of lovely depth of flavour. So lots of nice spices and that, and something with a bit of a chew in it rather than the pureed soup, something that you can actually kind of get your teeth into, so to speak. So I usually do big pots of vegetable and bean soup, and I have a recipe, it's on my website for a Cajun bean soup, and or a bolognese, and these are all freezeable. So big bolognese, and you can do a bolognese and put the pasta in with it on the last minute and let that penne cook into it and freeze it as one whole dish.
Mm.
And if you but do part beef, part lentils in the bolognese, you're stretching the beef as well and you're getting that depth of flavour with the lentils. Chili is always great. And again, on the website, smoky chicken and black bean chili. Really hearty, really wholesome. Vegetable curry with chickpeas or lentils. Always a great one. And all of these freeze well. So anything like that that's really going to give you strong flavours for you using the spices, you know, something that you really feel you've been well fed from. That's what's going to get you through January.
Yeah, I love that, those kind of a thick soups at this time of year, an orzo soup or maybe the barley, I think, is something that you've been talking about. Get those grains in.
Oh, yeah, I love barley in a soup and it's so underrated. I do a really nice vegetable soup with all of the kind of, like, you could use your leftover Brussels sprouts in that now. It's all kind of your greens, your
sprout
spinach.
Sprout soup, Brussels, really?
No, you chop them up really small and you mix it with lots of other veg. So I have carrots, onions, celery. You can actually see all those little bits in your fridge right now, I bet you.
Oh, 100%.
So put all of those together, fry them all off with a bit of garlic, put in your barley, cover it with a good wholesome vegetable stock and you've got a wonderful vegetarian soup. And it freezes amazingly. And the barley is just a nice bit of chew because I do feel, and I touched on it, those the pureed soups, even though I love them, I don't feel they're as wholesome or as filling at this time of the year. I always feel I need something else with them. Whereas the soup with the beans in them or the chickpeas or the barley, I feel it's more of a meal.
Mm, and you're not having your four slices of sourdough that suddenly make that that 200 calorie meal 700 calories instead.
Exactly.
So what about, and people might be sick of the word leftovers at this stage, having had whatever it is, the toasted sandwiches with the turkey and ham or whatever else they've made. But like, if you're planning ahead, if you've got a busy January coming up, a lot of kids in the house or just busy, we're all busy every year. Now, January used to be quiet. I don't feel it is anymore. Making multiple meals out of leftovers, I think, is probably one of the better hacks, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you can do, like, say you're having a Sunday roast and you're putting a chicken on, or maybe two chickens on. The leftover chicken is wonderful. You can shred it, you can use it for your sandwiches, you can add it to a fried rice dish, you can put it in any of the soups. That soup we just talked about with the barley, that'd be gorgeous with chicken in it. It's lovely in broth. Use it in wraps, quesadillas, toasties, add it to curries or a risotto, and that's just chicken. You can do the same with beef. You can shred the beef up and use it in stir fries. So it's all about making sure when you're adding it in that you're adding the flavour with it. So if it's going into a stir fry, make sure it's coated nicely in the oyster sauce or the soy sauce, you know, for those flavours.
Catherine Fulvio, you have, as ever, succeeded in making me extremely hungry and made me promise that I will use those Brussels sprouts in the next couple of days. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year.
And all those recipes Catherine was talking about, they are on the website, ballyknockin.com, if you want to have a look, if you're as hungry as I am after all that.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.